we have to keep emphasizing that the figures from the state, from the government, are only those people who are accepted as homeless by the local authority. They don't count people living in refuges as a result of domestic violence. They don't count people in direct provision. They don't consider anyone who is sleeping rough. They would only be counted statistically if they apply for and receive emergency accommodation from the local authority. The judgment for the local authority is whether or not a person can reasonably expect to live in their accommodation with the people that they choose to live with. And it's a judgment then about whether a family member, what stage should an individual move into their own home, etc. Every year, the government does an analysis of those people in need of social housing in the state. And at this time last year, the count is normally done the last week in June, and in June 2019, the assessment in the Northwest identified that there was 594 households in the region where one household was either living with parents or living with relatives and friends and didn't have a home of their own in which to live.